In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you can do better than that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Much better. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory be forever.
Slava Jesus Christus.
Slava Naviki.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Now turn to your neighbor and tell them, when God made you, go ahead. When God made you, he said, I'll never do that again.
I'll never do that again.
And he won't. We are so precious and important to the Lord that we are irrepeatable. He made us and only us, and he made us for a purpose. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Shake your head yes, because he made us for his purpose. He made us to follow him and to advance his kingdom here on earth, so that you and I can be supremely happy with him forever in eternity in heaven. Who wants to go to heaven? Half of you, very good. If heaven is in your travel plans, then we have to embrace the plan that God has in mind for us. And we see in the gospel this morning, Jesus begins to reveal in detail exactly what that plan is. He's sharing with the apostles that he must go to Jerusalem, that he will suffer under the hands of the leaders, be handed over to the Gentiles, mocked, spit upon, kicked, beaten, and eventually put to death on a cross. This is the most detailed account that he gives to the apostles in the Gospel of Mark this morning. He does this twice before, a little less detailed, in chapter 8 and in chapter 9. In the first account, Peter rebukes him and says, Lord, you must, I'll never allow you to do that. And that is when Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, you Satan. Then he reveals it to the apostles again, and they become confused. So they're distracted. And this morning, he reveals his plan in great detail, and again they're distracted. And what happens? James and John, the sons of thunder, approach Jesus and say, hey, if your kingdom is coming, we want you to do us a favor. We want to sit on your immediate right and your immediate left. So they're not really paying attention to all that's going on. They're focused on themselves and at the expense of the other apostles. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes. That's why they became indignant. They got a little upset at their brothers. All of them have kind of lost sight of the mission and the message. You and I have been journeying together these last 5 weeks of Lent. We've been kind of thrust into the desert to confront ourselves, to look at our own sinfulness, to look at where we are in relation to Jesus, his teachings, and ultimately his kingdom. And hopefully, we've come to some understanding of our own passions, of our own self-importance. And we've worked hard through prayer, through fasting. How many have been fasting? Seven of you, very good. I can't wait to have a steak. I don't know about you, but prayer, fasting, through almsgiving, through helping others, is how we come closer to Christ, yes?
Yes.
Yes. And so hopefully we've done that. Jesus begins to teach them this morning what that all means, what it means to really be part of and to embrace the kingdom. And the only way that you and I are going to really accomplish that is if we walk up to Jerusalem with Christ and embrace the cross. We're walking in that direction. Next week is Great and Holy Week. We're going to see the cross on Good Friday. We're going to bury Jesus by placing the shroud in the tomb, and then we're going to wait for his resurrection, where he comes forth from the grave, bringing you and I with him and setting us free from the effects of sin, conquering death by his death and raising those of us that are in the tombs to new life. How many would like new life? Half of you, very good. We should all desire that because that's God's desire for us. And the only way that we're going to get there, the only way that we are truly going to be happy, Jesus tells his apostles and he tells us, is not by looking for places of honor and prestige. It's by serving others. It's by being the servant of all that we are happiest. Last night, my wife and I just decided to throw a little get-together for the other seminarians, and we had them all over to the house. And they came with their girlfriends and wives, and the single guys came, and we just got together and had a good time, and I was able, and Angie was able, to serve them and to bring the love of Christ through our love for them into being. And they all walked away feeling verified, affirmed, fulfilled. That's what service in the kingdom does for us. When we serve others, it affirms who we are. It blesses our good works because we're not doing it in our own power anymore. We're doing it in the power of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
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 We're not doing it on our own. We're doing it with the help of Christ. And we're reaching out to others and bringing them along with us on this beautiful journey. That's what God wants for us. That's what he has in store for us. That's what he calls you and I to do. And if we're doing any less than that, we're not living the way that Jesus created us to be, the way that God intended us to be. So during this next week, as we advance with Christ and the apostles and our brothers and sisters around us closer to the cross, we have another opportunity to look at ourselves, to see who we are in the eyes of God, to maybe identify some shortcomings that we still need to work on yet. How many know that we're all a work in progress? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, you're a work in progress. We're all a work in progress. And where we fall short, we have the beautiful gift of the mystery of repentance. We can come before Christ and unburden ourselves and give away our sins that he gladly takes from us and nails to the cross so that we can rise with him to new life. So as we journey together, let's pray for each other. Let's affirm one another that we're all on the same road advancing to Jerusalem, not only to crucify our sinful selves, but to be prepared to rise again to new life in and through the power of Jesus Christ, who loves you and who wants to set us free. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.